So when we're doing remoting, and remember, invoke command, we're not going to use the alias ICM for this, just to abbreviate things. We're actually starting a remote PowerShell session, like you said. We're feeding it a command. Then we're closing that PowerShell session and leaving.
Right. So we start a TCP connection.
TCP.
We start a process.
Process.
We load the CLR. We load PowerShell. We initialize PowerShell. We run all your profiles. There can be up to four profiles.
There you go.
We run those. And when those are all ready, then we take the code, we execute it, and we throw all that away.
And then we throw everything away. So this is important. When you're using remoting, we're going to connect to that box. We're going to start all this stuff up. We're going to climb up this mountain. We're going to give it your little tiny code. Do that. And then we have to tear all this down and walk away. You can imagine that if you're going to do a lot of invoke commands in a row, that's not very efficient. So there's a way we can make this more efficient. And I want to demonstrate it using variables first. And then we'll take a look at some cool things that we can do with this. So watch, guys. I'm going to go to, I'm just going to do this on DC first. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what's happening. I'm going to do $var=2. Now, think this through. I'm going to go to the domain controller. I'm going to start up PowerShell. I'm going to set a variable. And then I'm going to destroy PowerShell. So what happens is if I now ask it, what's that variable on output on DC? Well, is anybody shocked that it's not there anymore? When the console dies, everything dies. This is why PowerShell has to run all the time, so nothing dies. But no, when the console dies, when that execute, when PowerShell exe on that other side dies, everything dies with it. What I'd really like to do is I'd like to be able to connect to the machine, go through starting all this up, and leave it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in.
You in for this?
Yeah, so we call those things sessions.
Sessions.
You'd now, like to create a PowerShell session.
We're going to create a PowerShell. So watch. Let's create the PowerShell session. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this equal to a variable called sessions. Equals new PS session. Now, I'm going to specify the computer. And right now, I'm just going to keep it real simple. I'm just going to use the DC right now. So what happens is that I've created a session that's going to keep PowerShell running on that remote machine. Now, I'm only doing it to one machine right now, but it's on that remote machine. Just to show you, we have a commandlet for get PS session that will show you what sessions you have. Notice, got a session to that computer. It's open. Life is good. What I can do now is start using invoke command, and instead of using dash computer name, I can specify that I want to use this session. So ICM, we're going to do the exact same example again. So let me just go ahead and clear the screen here, and I'm going to do ICM computer, computer.
It's just a
session. $sessions. Of course, I had to make it long and easy, hard to type. Yeah. And I'm going to do the same thing, $var=2. And this time, I'm going to go back and check on it.
Fast.
And this now gives us a lot of power to do a lot of really, really cool things. So we can keep this session open and we can continuously fire things. We can reference variables that we have open. This is going to make our lives a lot easier.
Happy.
Do you
want to show them the difference in time?
Yeah.
Okay, do measure command. You know how to measure command?
Yeah,
do measure command on just invoke command minus command name, or minus computer name.
Oh, you want to see the difference in time? Oh, yeah. I wonder if that would, you think it's going to be apparent here? Computer name DC.
Yeah.
And
do we'll get process.
Get process. Yeah, that's good. Process.
And then screw. And then no. You wrap that whole thing in a script block and put measure command at the beginning.
Bunk.
Measure.
Measure command.
Command.
So what's happening here is that the measure command is going to take what we're running, and so you can see what it's doing is that it's showing us how long this is taking.
Yeah.
I love ticks. Anyways, milliseconds, 886 milliseconds.
Now do it with a session.
So let's do the same thing. So I'm going to just do measure command.
No, just do up arrow, man.
Oh, yeah. It's, what? Me and my up arrows.
Down one. There. Now change computer name DC to.
Okay, let's do that.
So it's 886.
It's 886 to session, $sessions. Boom.
Probably even faster,
It's going to actually be faster. And here's the thing, It is faster doing it this way. But now when it's really going to pay off being faster, want to see something cool?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to draw.
Okay.
Watch.
Wow.
This is when sessions and remoting change your world. So I want to prove to you that I'm not lying to you. So first of all, I'm going to kill everything. So you know that I'm not. I'm going to kill the shell, boink, and I'm going to bring up a new one.
Ooh, really?
That way you know that I've got clean shell. I'm not hiding. No, no, no rabbits, nothing up sleeves, anything like that. Here we go. Quick demonstration, but see if you catch what's going to happen here. First of all, $ servers equals.
Ooh.
Let's do S1 and S2. So you guys know in $ servers, well, here, you know. Cool. Watch. I'm going to show you that I'm not cheating. Nothing's being hidden here. Start. Let me do it this way. $ servers.
Type. Do you need some coffee?
Oh, yeah. $ servers. And watch. Watch. I'm going to use a command called for each. And what this is going to let me do is iterate through each one of those coming across the pipeline. So you know it's in $ servers. I got two computer names. I want to grab the current one across the pipeline and use it in a special way. So what I'm going to do is start HTTP, oops, start iExplore HTTP $ underscore. Think about this for a second, guys. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start up iExplore for each one of these and make it go to those servers to show you that there's no websites there. There's no default web pages. It's just going to come up and it's going to give me an error. This can't be displayed. All right. Yeah. So that's not that big of a deal, but I just want you to see that I'm not hiding anything. So now let's do a session and let's do something cool.
I'm in.
Session.
Oh, just type $ S.
Yeah, you're right. I type in way too much. Equals new PS session. And what I want to do it to is $ servers. Boom. I'm going to get my sessions to these remote boxes. Now, so just so that you see, I'm not cheating.
Got multiple sessions. Yeah.
Got multiple sessions. You know what I want to do? And this was an actual business problem that I've had several times. Did I mention I was a web guy? I'm just saying. Anyways, so here's the business problem. I need to deploy, actually I had a friend call me up on the phone. I need to deploy a web, 50 server website load balanced, and I need to copy the website out from the developers, and we have 3 months to do it. Can PowerShell help me with any of this? Seriously, dude? When's the last time you had a vacation? Well, this conversation went on for a while, me talking about vacations and him talking about this 3 month long project. Let's do it. So, with the session that we
have
right now.
Dude, we don't have 3 months.
What's that?
We only have like a couple hours. We don't have 3 months.
Well, okay. So you want to challenge me? Okay, fine. So invoke command on the session that I just made, which now is shorter, $S. Here's what I want to do. Install Windows feature web-server. Now, I know, guys, this isn't going to be all that cool and tricky, but here's the thing. For web services, every component that you need of the web service, you can just put in comma and specify every single one. This doesn't have to be web servers. This could be Hyper-V servers. This could be whatever it is you need deployed. And I want you to see that it's happening on, ooh, I know, over here, ooh. That it pretend that the sessions for $S was 50 servers, 1,000 servers. Now take a look, it comes up, and as it shows me, as it's finishing the installation on those remote boxes, and I'm maintaining this session so that I can, it's still doing.
But wait, it's not serial, it does it in parallel.
Yeah, it does it in parallel. So what's happening is that it's not going to this server and then going to this, no, it's going, dudes, install. Come on. We're talking less than 4 minutes. I've just deployed as many web servers as I want. But wait, we're not done. Watch, there's more. Watch, I'm just gonna up arrow for once and go back to this command. Watch.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
I got, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But wait, there's one more step. You guys, we gotta make our own web page, right? We gotta
Aruba,
make our own web page.
Bahama, come mama.
So,
we're
going to make our own web page real quick just to prove that you can still do this. Just make this default HTML, and when you say MVA and PowerShell rocks. And I'm going to save this. I want to deploy this. I want to deploy this. So I'm going to $ servers pipe. For each one of those servers, I'm going to have it copy item. God, I love the item commands to work with stuff, because we're going to take that default HTM. And the coolest thing about PowerShell commandlets is they give you more capabilities than you've ever had before, because the destination can be a UNC. So I'm going to say \\ $. Remember, that's the current object. That'll be those servers. And I want it to go to their administrative share. And I want it to go to inetpub. This is where the default web page is stored. And and let's go up and run it again. And lo and behold. So
Aruba,
I just.
We're going.
It's vacation time now. So in other words, in just a couple of minutes, I've deployed out, in this case, a web server and a website. It's a small demonstration, but the idea is this. It changes how you think about administration. Yep. Now it's, instead of sending guys out, going, go out there and install this and install that and let me know when you're done in 3 months. Now it's, get somebody with a screwdriver to rack and drag these things. As soon as they're powered up, I'm going to remote into these things, install what they need. I'll probably script it so I never have to actually type these four commands again. And boom, it's done. And now that I've got the script, if I need to add more, just add some more. Add some more.
Or totally give awesome. It to me, because I have a problem, and you give it to me, and I just do it.
Give it to you.
Like, it might be more complex. Like, I really don't understand this web stuff. And I say, oh, I have this problem. And you can say, hey, Jeffrey, here's a script I have. And I look at it, and I said, boom, 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 minus what if? Yep. Do it. Off to Aruba.
Off
I mean, that's
Aruba.
The thing I think that is some people just sort of don't get until they get it, and that is the transformational effect of these technologies,
yes.
Remoting in particular. The fact that all of a sudden you're able to do just phenomenal things, massive things, in a heartbeat. Things that your boss is probably thinking, I'm just not even going to ask, because that's going to take so long. We don't do things, and so you end up with this sort of static, brittle, ossified IT data, IT processes and structures. All of a sudden now with these tools, you can become fast, you can become flexible, you can become agile. You can do things you never thought of doing before, all because of the power of PowerShell.
Well, and
it really
I
is
say,
transformational.
It is transformational, and also my CTO doesn't like the answer, it's gonna take 3 months. He really likes it when I give him the answer of, it'll be done within the hour. As a matter of fact, it's done now. I'm just testing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point to this, is that your management totally changes.
Or like
not
that
only
guy.
In scale, but what's that?
Or like that guy. I'll have a tea in the morning. I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm going home. That's the whole thing. Now, one other thing on remoting that we want to show you now.
We're promoting like
I know.
Slacking off.
Slacking off. I know. Everybody's leaving. There's one other super cool thing in remoting that we want to show you before we get into the rest of scripting, and I have to do it with a new console. You know.
I don't.
I'm not going to be at this machine tomorrow. And I, you know what, in fact, when I'm out on vacation and I'm using PowerShell Web Access, who knows, you know, I'm going to be at some box and... The thing is that, guys, I've been using Active Directory commandlets. I've been using all kinds of stuff from modules that are installed from the remote server administration tools. And, you know, if I want to manage Exchange, I need the remote server administration tools. I am going to need to install the Exchange management tools. And I do a lot of SCVMM stuff. I'm going to need to install, all the VMM management tools. God, it's going to take me a couple hours to do that. And as soon as I go to a different machine, none of the commandlets, none of the modules will be there. None of it exists. So I want to show you what I think is absolutely the coolest thing in the world. I use it constantly because on my box, I don't install anything. I don't install the remote server administration tools, the Exchange tools, nothing. And here's the reason why.
Yeah, put your seatbelts on because this is freakishly powerful.
Yeah.
Freakish.
This is the new world order, because here's the deal. I don't have time to be installing tools every time I sit down in a box. And the other thing is, if I walk up to a server or something like that, You're not going to be installing anything on there. So I need a bunch of commandlets. I'm going to need the Active Directory command. I don't know why I'm starting to do it like this, but it's kind of like
watching Godfather.
It's like watching Godfather. I don't know what I'm doing.
Call me funny? Saying I'm funny?
You saying I'm funny? Funny? You say you got PowerShell and just stick that in. So here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a session to the servers that have the commandlets that I want. Now think about this. You really want the commandlets from the servers that naturally have them. A domain controller has the Active Directory commandlets. An Exchange 2007 server has the Exchange 2007 commandlets. An Exchange 2010 server has the Exchange 2010 ones. I couldn't get all those tools on my box if I wanted to, but watch.
And you don't want to.
And you don't want to. So $S equals new PS session. And in this case, I'm going to just going to hit a domain controller. So I'm going to establish a session to this domain controller. Import PS session module. Guys, do you see what I'm doing? There's a module on that remote server called Active Directory. So I'm going to say, give me that module, Active Directory. Now, because I, right now on this VM, I do have the RSAT tools, I'm going to prefix this. So there's a prefix, and I'm going to call it remote, so you know it's coming from somewhere else. Then we're going to ask Jeffrey to explain how this magical stuff works. Because watch, as soon as I do this, I forgot to give it the session.
Say $S.
Darn, $S. I was going to do it all in one line and I screwed it up. I forgot the session.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. That's a strain.
Oh, it's, yeah. So let me do this. See, $Session. There we go.
Let's way back machine. Here. You didn't see that. Click, click, click. Men in black.
So module session, $S. I don't know if you know what just happened right now, but check this out. I wonder if I have any commandlets. Now, pretend that I had no Active Directory commandlets. So what we're going to do is I wonder if I have anything for remote. Let's do this. Remote AD should work. Dudes, dudettes, doosessies. Do you see what's scrolling across my screen right now? Looks and smells like I suddenly have all these commandlets I just asked for. Look at all these Active Directory commandlets. Yes, they're prefixed with remote, so I have these commandlets. Matter of fact, I can do this. Watch. Get remote AD computer filter. Ooh.
Fiddler.
Yeah, this is brother. Anyways, the star. So look, it ran. Look at this. Look. I got these commands from a server. Nothing's installed. How is this working? Explain to me how this is working, because this is like freaking me out right now.
It's magic, baby.
I love magic. Magic.
So here's the deal. Let me show you this. So here, we've been showing people get help.
Yeah,
get process. Okay? And that gives you this. But there's another thing, it's called get command. And people have often asked, well, what's the difference between these two, get help versus get command? And the answer is that get command is more structural, programmatic information. So watch this, $C equals get command, $C dot parameters, okay? Yeah. And then let's take a look at this parameter, say name. Name. Okay? And look, we've got all the information, the name, its type, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay? And so what happens is when I go and I do that import, what I do is I go to that remote machine, I load the module that you asked for, and I do a get command on all the things. And I get that data structure, and what I do is on this side, on my side, I go and I take that information and I recreate a set of scripts with exactly the same signature. And then the body of the function basically says, hey, when you go do this, gather all that stuff up and run it over there using invoke command.
So I don't actually have these commandlets on my machine. I have a proxy.
Yeah.
Or a shortcut
exactly.
That is saying, take all the information from the parameters and then go run it on the source machine.
Exactly. So do this. Do on your machine now.
Mm-hmm.
Type get command.
Get command.
Get dash star AD computer.
Get dash star
AD
computer.
Okay, so look.
Oh,
notice one, the get AD computer is a commandlet. Now that commandlet, that's
the real
.NET code.
Okay.
Okay. But look at the function.
Yeah, what's okay, going
so
on there?
So now, take a look and do this. Type parentheses, paren, get command, get remote AD computer.
Get remote AD computer.
And paren, dot definition.
Definition. What? Ooh, look at this.
Yeah. So look at this. This was dynamically generated code. Okay.
Dynamically generated code on my side.
On your side.
That says, grab these parameters.
Oh, so you know what? Let me just say. In PowerShell version 2 was a pivotal technology. In PowerShell version 1, commandlets had to be .NET. In PowerShell version 2, we said commandlets could be .NET or PowerShell itself. Okay? So now PowerShell scripts are full commandlets.
Which you're going to see in a little bit, guys.
Now, this was a transformational technology because what it means is now all of a sudden you can write programs which generate commandlets dynamically. And that's what we do here. That's what that import PS session does. We go and we get a data structure. We have a program that dynamically generates a PowerShell script that has exactly the same signature as the .NET commandlet on the remote machine. Has exactly the same signature. I gather up all that information, and I then run it on the remote machine.
And I think what the so to make sure the concept is good is that we're just like Jeffrey said. This is it looks and tastes and feels like the commandlets are here on my machine, but they're not. They're functions that are going back and running it on the remote machine. So think about this: who's going to be better at running get AD computer, anyways? Your box or the domain controller? So first of all, that's going to be faster. But you know, you were telling me about this scenario, and I love this scenario about the guy who had to do a migration from Exchange.
Yeah.
I had to do a migration from Exchange 2007 to Exchange 2010. You're not going to get those tools all installed on your box, but you can import both sets of commandlets. Prefix one with 2007. Prefix another with 2010. Now you got both sets of commandlets all in the same place, and you can get the two products to work together.
Exactly. He was doing the equivalent of like get, like I'll just say V1 and V2. Get V1 user piped to set V2 user.
Right.
And what's happening is he's on this box, he's getting the users from this machine, and he's setting them on that machine. And this is the power of this stuff. Now all of a sudden, I mean, it used to be that integration was just painful, right? I got to find all this stuff. I got to get it all in this box so it bloats the box. I'm running out of disk space. Oh, wait, this guy updated something. I got to patch it. Oh, wait, they require different versions of stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Just hideous, hideous, hideous. And now the answer is, hey, dude, I'm sitting right here. I import the stuff from there, I import the stuff, and I'm sitting here, and look, by the way, type. Look, you get tab completion.
Oh, so watch this. So get remote, and look, well, here, let me do remote AD so that we, look,
So you got tab completion.
You have help, everything. You got everything, and help will discover all of this. So you've got full discoverability, you got full help. It looks and feels like it's here, but it's running in the best place possible, which is on those machines.
Yeah,
and
magic.
I didn't have to install anything. Now, this is referred to as implicit remoting, and you're probably going to want to do this yourself. It's already in the slides, but we'll also give you some more references for the implicit remoting. And to be honest, when I'm managing, I literally, this is what I'm doing. I don't install anything on my local box because I'm not too sure as a consultant what box I'm going to be on. So I'll just implicitly remote the commands that I need when I need them.
By the way, you know what we missed? Here's the other thing that's so important is when I imagine I'm going to go get this stuff from different things, over here I might need a different set of credentials than over there.
Right.
So instead of having to type the credentials all the time, you create the session with a set of credentials, you import the commandlets, those credentials are then used.
Every time, and guys, there's a dash credential parameter on this. So when you create the session, you use the credentials that you want to use. When you do the import of the modules, then it's you're using those credentials over and over and over again. So you don't have to keep track of all of that. It really makes your life a lot easier and cuts down on all the minutia of tools and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I really encourage you guys to go try this, even if you do it locally. Like here, let me show you something. I'll just show you how to do it locally, right? Because it's just so freaky. So here, You can do, I just say $S equals new session. And that'll connect to locally, right? Your local machine. And then you can do import ps session $S minus, and we'll just like do one command, like minus command get process minus prefix, prefix wow, right? And so now all of a sudden you get wow process. And it just
there
works.
It goes.
Okay? So the point is, you know, just try it, right? Because you don't necessarily have to have access to some remote machine with the main controllers
right.
and all that stuff. You can do it on your local box. But it is so freakishly cool. I mean, you just want to have fun with it. Give it a try.
It's seriously going to solve a lot of business problems for you going forward. I mean, just grabbing the commandlets from the machines that have them, you've got the correct versions, you know, of whatever product you're working with. Implicit remoting is truly a godsend for this. Now, guys, we're going to take another 10-minute break, and we're going to have our last session
For today.
And it's going to be on, we're going to start scripting. We're going to start seeing what the script looks like. So come back and join us in 10 minutes and let's automate.
And then in 2 weeks, we the advanced one. Now, the advanced one, we roll up our sleeves and we get into the scripting, the automation, et cetera.
Yeah, the hardcore stuff. But this is a taste that I think you're going to enjoy, and it'll get you working and it'll get you prepped for what you need in 2 weeks. So see you in 10 minutes.